From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, February 4th, 2026. A new lawsuit says Arkansas's parole system denies inmates their right to an attorney. A group of four Arkansas parolees filed the suit in federal court on Monday. The lawsuit argues parolees who are accused of violating the conditions of their parole are denied legal counsel and often pressured into waiving hearings on violations. The suit also alleges people with disabilities are often denied accommodations they need to participate in hearings. Officials with the State Department of Corrections, the Board of Corrections, and the Post-Prison Transfer Board are named as defendants. The state's largest public retirement system has fired its investment manager. Trustees of the Arkansas Teacher Retirement System voted Monday to terminate its relationship with New York-based Trian Fund Management. Arkansas's Teacher Retirement System oversees more than $24 billion in investments on behalf of more than 100,000 members. Arkansas state revenue beat forecasters' expectations last month. Little Rock Public Radio's Daniel Breen explains.
The latest report from the State Department of Finance and Administration shows net available general revenues in January were roughly 3% higher than last year and nearly 9.5% beyond the state's forecast. Net revenues also beat the forecast in sales tax and individual and corporate income tax collections. Gross general revenues totaled just over $754 million last month, which was about 7% above the forecast. That was due in part to income tax withholding, as well as taxes collected from a large Powerball lottery jackpot. Corporate income tax collections fell by roughly $20 million compared to the same time last year. Despite that, year-to-date net available general revenues total $4.1 billion, a roughly 3% jump from last year. Daniel Breen, Little Rock Public Radio.
The Port of Little Rock is getting a new cash infusion to help fund infrastructure improvements. The $10 million in federal funds will go toward construction and upgrades to pumping stations at the port. The money was part of a funding bill passed by the U.S. Senate on Saturday. The upgrades will help boost water reclamation efforts at the port and allow for better connections between waterways and existing water reclamation facilities near the port. Tuesday's runoff primary for State Senate District 26 has revealed a clear winner. Brad Simon of Paris took the Republican nomination to the seat over Wade Dunn of Greenwood. Unofficial results from the Secretary of State's office show Simon at more than 3,600 votes, while Dunn finished at over 1,900. Dunn told the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette he will not be supporting Simon in the March 3rd special election when he faces off against independent candidate Adam Watson of Branch. The winner of that election will serve the remaining term of the late Republican State Senator Gary Stubblefield, who was elected to the seat in 2024. Lawmakers reviewed the state's 2026 Educational Adequacy Study on Tuesday morning. The study is published by the Bureau of Legislative Research and is required by state law to ensure students are meeting educational benchmarks set by the state and to shape funding and curriculum accordingly. The report found between 35 and 39% of Arkansas students were meeting proficiency goals for English language arts, math, and science. The state had set a goal to reach 80% proficiency by 2030. Republican State Representative Julie Mayberry questioned if that was comparable to other states.
Do you know what other states have set as their goal? And has any state met that? I mean, we're down here in the 30s and our goal is 80%. Yes, we want it that high, but has any state achieved that?
Researchers responded saying the data was not on hand but could be included in future reports. Committee Chair Representative Keith Brooks suggested comparing how state goals align with scores included in the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP.
There's a lot of consistency in terms of lack of progress even the last 40 years, and most states are relatively low, frankly. Every state obviously has their own testing mechanisms individually, so I think it'd be interesting to compare perhaps how states have progressed with their own testing mechanisms versus maybe what NAEP scores look like.
Arkansas received an overall score of 210 in the most recent NAEP report, 4 points lower than the nationwide average of 214. The U.S. Senate has confirmed a new federal judge for Arkansas. David Clay Folks will serve as judge for the U.S. District Court of Arkansas's Western District following a vote on Tuesday. Folks has worked for the federal prosecutor's office in the same district since 2007. Senators voted 54-40 to confirm Folks, with five Democrats joining Republicans in supporting his nomination. Today, you can expect sunny skies with a high in the mid-40s. Tonight's low will dip into the 20s. Looking ahead to your weekend, more sunny skies and warmer temperatures. High on Sunday may get up to around 70 degrees. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.